This is Wade Rethley with the Chief Organizer's Report, The Silence of History. Vacation is a good time to try to do some reading. I don't say catch up with my reading because there's really no such thing. We're always reading. There's always more to read. Reading almost defines a Sisyphean project of constantly pushing up the hill and never getting there. I'm actually good with that. It's the journey more than the destination that holds the value. Anyway, one of the books I wanted to read on my vacation was River Rats, The Last Bachelor Settlement in New Orleans. These houses, camps, shacks, or whatever you might want to call them on that boundary land created by the Mississippi River and the levee protecting the city. The dozen or so that are left are around the bend of the river near where St. Charles meets Carrollton Avenue. I went to high school near that bend in the river, and because the school had virtually no yard, we ran track and had some football practices on top and alongside the levee. Running from the river bend to the Jefferson Parish line, I would have my eyes on the river and would often see these structures and wonder about life there. So I grabbed the book when it came out this year. Believe it or not, that's really not the point I want to make. Macon Frye, the author, includes a lot of discussion about the very powerful dock board that manages those levees and the docks and warehouses along the river. Writing about a fight about the land created by the river near Audubon Park, in the 1960s, the dock board wanted to make this land industrial, and citizens fought to keep the space for the public, ending up victorious in protecting what is now a hugely popular and well-used area there. The head of the dock board insisted, though, on its commercial use, saying that the men on the dock board knew what was best for the city. Obviously, he and the board were dead wrong on every conceivable level. They're all gone, long gone now, but who knows who he and the board were then, or what they did, or how wrong they were. This is part of the silence of history. Frye broke the silence, but that doesn't mean there is accountability, or that any lesson was learned. I thought about this reading a lengthy piece about the bitter struggle fought over the mask mandate in Enid, Oklahoma, in the New York Times. There's a quote there from the young woman who heads up the Enid Freedom Fighters, where she's also taking issue with diversity efforts in public schools and teaching about race, saying, "They don't care what color your skin is until you tell them that that five-year-old's grandpa was mean 200 years ago." Her statement strikes me as not only true, but profound. A major part of our division and disputes is about silencing history, a major operating premise of power, and maybe most people assume that history will be silent, so there will be no accountability. Maybe it's not even just about power, but about protest as well. The anti-vaxxers are wrong about the risk of vaccines, and the anti-maskers are wrong about public health protections. But the reasons they're wrong are not just about the science, but their disregard for the community and its obligation to protect both the weak as well as the strong. They also are protected by the silence of history, hoping that their grandchildren will also never know how mean and wrong they might have been because there is no accountability. There are even additional contradictions, like the fact that public policy requires vaccination and community protection, but at the same time, the government continues to provide free tests for all, basically subsidizing those that protest the mandate while depending on the test to continue to allow them to work and play in the community, as if they believed in the community as well, at all. All this seems less about freedom and a lot more about a free ride with the devil taking the hindmost and the government abiding and abetting all sides of the disputes, not only depending on who is in power, but also in reality, regardless of who is in power. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.